Good morning, GWA. Here is Rowan Sage, and oh my god, I'm actually up in the morning. It's a miracle. Anyways, I was bored, and I was checking out the questionnaires, because I thought, why not? And, I found that this is right up my alley, being the fucking weeb that I am. I found an anime one. So I thought, why not share my weeby-ass bullshit with my listeners, because I'm sure you guys want to hear about that part of my life, right? Alright, let's get into this. So, we have the, granted, this was posted 3 years ago, but the all-new Super Ultimate Anime Mega Questionnaire by BikerBoyo, and I will post link to it and tag everything in the description. Alright, so let's start this. Alright, question number one. What was the first anime you remember seeing? Like when I actually started considering myself an otaku, or just like as a kid? Because honestly, it's just the first general anime I remember seeing was probably like, you know, watching Cartoon Network, 4Kids, Nicktoons, like Toon Disney, all that shit back in the day. You know, they would have Yu Yu Hakusho, Naruto, Dragon Ball Z, Pokemon. Like, those are the first animes I really remember watching, specifically Yu Yu Hakusho and Dragon Ball. And Pokemon too, obviously, but I mean, Yu Yu Hakusho and Dragon Ball definitely were the first two that, like, I watched religiously as a child. And I mean, most kids my freaking age grew up watching fucking Pokemon, so hey. So there is that too. Next question. What genre do you find yourself watching most and why? Alright, this one's a tough one because I don't want to say I like all genres of anime, because some, like, the really cliche, like, oh, senpai, notice me, kawaii, like, that shit pisses me off after a while. I can only handle so much of it. If it's used in, like, a parody aspect where the anime is making fun of itself in that way, like, especially with four wall breaks, shit like that, I can understand. So I wouldn't say you don't like slice, because I actually love slice of life if it's done right. That goes for any genre. I like any anime genre if it's done right. Personally, I love dark shit, gory shit, like horror, drama, crime, things like that. But it has to be done right. It can't just be like blood and gore and guts every 5 minutes just with no plot. Like, no. And that's like with ecchi too, like, it takes a lot for me to get into an actual, like, really good ecchi anime, because with ecchi, there's so many times where it's literally, it's on that thin line where it's borderline anime or hentai, and at this point, it's like, alright, if they just uncensor it, it's hentai at this point. It gets to that point, so I'm not a big fan of ecchi either. But for, in general, I don't have one I really stick to and watch mostly. I guess I'd say I'm drawn to more dark stuff, but that's just me, and I like my mysteries, but I do like my cute slice of lives, and I like classic shoujo action, I mean shonen action, and I like my shoujo dramas too. So I'm an eclectic watcher, so I really don't say there's one that I'm specifically drawn to and watch all the time. I go back and forth, it depends on the series itself. I don't really go for the genre, I go for the series, and I go off of that. All right. Question number three. Have you ever found yourself attracted to a character in an anime? Oh boy. Boy, do I. If so, who is your first crush and who do you like now? Dear fucking god. Alright, let's see. My first crush. Well, my very first, earliest crush that I still have to this day, even though I'm gay as fuck, but I still love this man so much. Fucking Vegeta. I don't know why, as a child, I was so attracted to him. Being, like, 6, 7 years old, watching Dragon Ball Z at, like, 8 o'clock in the freaking morning on a Saturday, but holy shit, was I in love with that man. To this day, I am still in love with him. I really don't know why, what it is about him, but he is still, like, one of my favorite main Dragon Ball characters because of it, and he's, like, one of my biggest crushes. I'd have to say now, oh god, there's a lot still. It varies, because, like, if you have a series like Yuri on Ice, I wouldn't say, like, I'm attracted to any, or, like, My Hero, too. I wouldn't say, like, I'm attracted. Well, I mean, the girls, that's one thing. But, like, attracted to the character, but they're all my children and I love them. So it's like one of those things where, like, I don't have a main favorite. Like, I have favorites out of certain groups, but I love them all so much. And they're all my babies. Because, like, I love even the side characters. It's like one of those things. Really depends on the anime. I think overall, like, my main characters that I'm actually very attracted to, and I fucking love them to death. Orochimaru. I don't care what people fucking say. I still have a love for that man, too. Even in his Yoko form, but Kurama from Yu Yu Hakusho is... oof. I love my Bishonens, okay? That's my inner shoujo Fujoshi girl coming out, is I love 90s shonen and shoujo drawn animes because they all, like, all the guys look feminine in a way and they all kind of look like Bishonens without trying to be Bishonens. And then you have shoujo animes where all the guys look feminine as a fuck. Sailor Moon, I'm looking at you and it's beautiful. All right. How do you consume anime? Do you buy DVDs, Blu-ray? Watch it online via service such as Crunchyroll, Funimation, or Netflix, or do you watch it on TV? Kind of a mix of all of them, except DVD and Blu-ray, unless you count Ghibli movies, but that's about it. Because I have like a whole shit ton of Ghibli movies on DVD. But honestly, I usually just watch anime, like, if they have, like, you know, they have Pokemon on Cartoon Network and Disney all the time, so, like, sometimes I'll watch it on there, and that's how I used to watch it as a kid. Adult Swim, during Toonami, I would watch that all the time. And when Jetix, years ago, when that was still a thing. But also, if I'm watching it online, I don't use Crunchyroll. I'll use Hulu because I have Hulu and Netflix, so I'll see what's on there. But honestly, I used to use Anime Crave, like, all the fucking time back in middle school. And then I started using Kiss Anime, and I've been just sticking with that since my middle school days. Also, for those of you who have a Roku device, because I have a Roku Smart TV, there's a channel on there called Tubi TV. It's completely free. Holy shit, they have, it's 100 and something different anime things, including movies, but, like, for their anime selections, and I mean, they got some oldies, and they got some old gay shit. Like, they have Valkyrie Drive, fucking Tsukusho, they have some good old shit, because they also have Yu Yu Hakusho, Bleach, they have Naruto, they have One Piece, Shonen Jump animes. And they have some 90s, like, OG Voltron, when it was still Golan, and... for any Yuri and Yaoi fans, they got some gay shit in there, too. It's a good collection. It's a good collection. So I highly recommend check out Tubi TV if you have a Roku, because it's free, and their anime selection is absolutely great. All right, number 5. Do you watch series live as they air, or do you marathon shows instead? I don't really marathon unless I'm staying up all night, or I'm at a friend's house and we're, like, rewatching a series. If I'm following, like, a brand new series, or a season of a series I've already watched, sometimes I'll follow up with new episodes, but I kind of just watch it as I go. Number 6, tentacles. Oh boy. This one's gonna be fun. I'm just hoping I don't get judged too much for this answer. Tentacles are okay. Like, I don't oppose them. I don't want them on me, but, like, cause my dom coming out. If there's a manga or an anime that has tentacles in it, whether it be regular or hentai, whatever, it's cool, whatever. I mean, they're whatever. They're just there, I guess. They don't really bother me. It's when it gets to, like, see, gore doesn't bother me, but when it gets to, like, scat and ovipositing, like, with eggs, like, ugh, ha. That's what grosses me out, and I have to, like, click off of it. When tentacles start doing that shit, that's a no-go. That's a no-go. But tentacles in general, just, they're okay. They're there. Who would you say is your favorite anime protagonist, and who is your favorite anime antagonist? Do you generally prefer the good guys or the bad guys? Oh boy, here we go. Let me try not to make this, like, one of the longest questions, because I can go to a whole rant about this. As for who's my favorite protagonist and antagonist, God, I don't really have a favorite. It goes from series and series. Like, I don't have an overall favorite. There's so many animes that I like. So I don't really know how to answer favorite anime protagonist and favorite anime antagonist, but do you generally prefer good or bad guys? Again, it depends from series to series, but I guess I'd have to say I kind of like the bad guys too. Maybe it's just because I'm mentally and fucking sane. No, that's a bad, it's a bad reason, but I don't know. Maybe just because I'm Edgelord Supreme and I like dark shit and I like villains. I don't know. But I kind of always like the villains more, even though they're evil dicks. Okay, perfect analogy. So how I am with My Hero Academia with the League of Villains. Because I'm in love with Magne, and I love her so much, and I'm still pissed what they did to her. No spoilers if none of you have ever watched or read that series, so I'm not going to say what happens to said character, but she was one of my favorite villains. Even though she, you know, she's a villain, still love her, though. And she's a good big sis to the other villains. But anyways, it just varies from anime to anime. You and your significant other are going to dress up as anime characters in the bedroom. Oh boy. Who do you dress up as? Huh. Alright, I gotta think. What could be the gayest ass shit that we dress up as? Also, I'm extremely self-conscious, so I'm trying not to, like, say, what would I look not fat in? Because I'd probably look, like, fat and everything, but that's besides the point. Sailor Uranus and Sailor Neptune, because they're goals, and I love them. OG anime lesbian couple. Or Prince Utena and I forgot her name, but the Rose Bride. Those two characters. If you know Revolutionary Girl Utena, you know what I'm talking about. But Utena and the Rose Bride, that'd be another one. All right, next question. While it's not always an option, given the choice, do you sub or dub? It really varies. If I'm trying it for the first time, usually sub. But then sometimes I'll switch back and forth because sometimes I actually like both. I'll use Nanbaka is actually a good example for this because I watched them both. Like, I'll switch back and forth literally between an episode. Then I'm like, okay, I'll just watch a few episodes in the sub. Then I'll go back and watch the dub. Or I'll watch season one in the dub. And then I'll go watch it again in the sub. Because with Nanbaka, I honestly like all the voices in both sub and dub. They're both actually really good. And I just like hearing certain lens in both languages. With My Hero, it's kind of the same thing, but certain voices I hate in English, but other voices I don't really like in Japanese either. So it's like one of those things too. So it really varies. It's like with Hetalia, I love the sub no matter what season it is. The sub's great because I listen to all the drama CDs, and this is how big of a weeb I am. I listen to all the drama CDs and the freaking character songs, and I used to have one of the character albums back in middle school, but we don't talk about those dark weeb days. Yikes. So I love their sub voices, but the dub was good until, what was it, Brand New World, where they finally updated the animation style, so it didn't look cheap and blocky. When they updated it, though, for the dub, I think it was for season, it was either 5 or 6, and it was still Todd Haber, like, everyone complained about Greg Araway's voicing Denmark, but I thought he sounded cute. I thought it worked. My only big concern was just Todd Haberkorn lost Italy's voice. And it's really not his fault. He hadn't done it in a while, and it does change. I couldn't stand it. Like, it literally just made my ears twitch and bleed when I listened to it. It wasn't good. And all respect to Todd Haberkorn, because he is a great voice actor, and I love the man, but I could not stand hearing him. So from season 5 on for Hetalia, I have to watch sub. I can't listen to his voice. I'm sorry, Todd Haberkorn, I love you, but... Next question. Is there an anime that other people loved but you just couldn't get into? Most of the toy animes I can never really get into. Like, I mean, Pokemon's one thing, but it's a video game. Digimon, never get into that one. Yu-Gi-Oh, Bakugan, One Piece. Yeah, I could never really get into One Piece. I don't know. I personally can't get into it. Monster Musume. There we go again with Echi. Yeah, it's too, like, I couldn't make it past, like, 5 minutes into the first episode. I'm just sitting there eating my fucking ramen noodles, and I'm like, dear God, what is this shit? I'm just gonna go back to watching Black Butler, because this is... God, yeah, no. I can't. Which anime character do you relate to the most, and who do you aspire to be? Aizawa Shota, because he's my mood 24/7. I love Aizawa in My Hero, because he's just... there's a Sero group chat I'm in on Discord, and we were talking about Aizawa one day. And literally, we all say he's a grumpy hobo that has several children that he's adopted. And even though he's a grumpy hobo, he still loves all of his children. That's Aizawa in a nutshell. And he's me. He's just, he's the epitome of me, and I love him. So if I was to say most relatable, I'd say Aizawa Shota. Who do I aspire to most? That's a good question. I don't know, there's a few characters. There's honestly a few. I guess off the top of my head, like just off the top of my head, Yuri Katsuki, because my shining bull Katsudan, love that boy. So I guess I aspire to him because his just determination of being the most spiciest portcullis bull for Victor. So I guess that. I don't know why Yuri is the only one I can think of off the top of my fucking head right now. Anime series sometimes have really catching. Oh god. If you had to pick a favorite right now, what would it be? Hands fucking down, Cruel Angel's Thesis. I have it in my head all the time and I sing it literally in the 90s anime style and I fucking love that song so much. I mean, the anime itself, I have a love-hate relationship with it because Shinji's a fucking cuck. Get in the fucking robot, Shinji. I fucking love Cruel Angel's Thesis so much. Alright, do you have a guilty pleasure anime? Oh boy. I already said this one a few times, Hetalia. Like, I mean, I'm not ashamed of it, but at the same time I'm ashamed of it because I used to be bad in that fandom back in middle school. I mean, deep. Like, head under water fucking deep in that fandom. It was bad. But I'd have to say a guilty pleasure still would still be that. Oh yeah, and Boku no Pico. No, I'm kidding. Dear God, I'm fucking kidding on that one. Watch, I'm gonna get a hentai question after saying that. Oh, look at that. Have you ever crossed the line from regular anime to hentai? If so, what sort do you watch, and do you have a favorite series? Yeah, I have crossed over before because curiosity and shit, and also just saying, fuck it, I'm gonna watch hentai. Like, why not? Not gonna lie, some, like, actually saying, like, some hentais, if they're actual series, actually have a really good plot, especially, like, older 90s hentai. I'm not gonna lie. Because they're actual animes, just, they're hentai because they have uncensored porn in it. Favorite series, Bible Black. No. God, no. I honestly forgot the name of it, but it was gay. Of course it's fucking gay. It was about this detective who, she's synthetic, and she's a synthetic human. She's, like, not a cyborg, but... Okay, think of synths from Fallout, like, Gen 3 synths from Fallout. She's like that, I guess. I don't know how to describe her, but she goes to this all-girls school, and there's this disease, like, these top girls in the school, they're being fucking bitches and shit, and they're kidnapping other girls, and they're drugging them. And it's basically this aphrodisiac drug that makes him, like, sex crazy. And basically, because they're so filled with lust, the sex power is filling, basically this old demon dude so he can live. And this is, like, a really bad plot summary, but it's actually better than I'm describing. And so along the way, the detective girl becomes friends with these three other girls that haven't really been affected by the drug and shit because they're trying to, like, avoid, like, the crazy sex phenomenon that's going on in their school. And she eventually, like, you know, two of the girls, like, get in a relationship with it, and it's really cute. And, like, I'm not gonna give away all the plot details. And this isn't, like, if you want to watch it, this is probably, like, really bad at describing it, but it was good, actually, like, the plot, and it was really fucking interesting, and the sex scenes, like, the all-girl sex scenes weren't fucking bad, not gonna lie. An actual full-out yaoi hentai, Sensitive Pornograph, because I loved the fucking manga, even though the manga isn't as explicit as the actual OVAs. The OVAs are so good, though. The second one, It's rapey in the beginning, not the kid by doing it, because one of the uke in this scenario is an actual sex slave, but don't worry, he has a happy ending. No spoilers if you haven't seen it. It doesn't really have much of a plot. The first OVA has a big plot, and I've actually cried several times during it. It's good. It's good. You know hentai is good when it makes you cry. I mean, hey, there's plot. This is one you can actually say you watch for the plot. Alright, number 15. Have you ever been to a convention? If you fucking count going to LameCon, that one... Yes, it was literally called LameCon. It was something that was run by our county library system. I mean, they're okay. They were fun, but I mean, they're not like fucking Comic-Con or like MetroCon or DragonCon or KawaiiCon. Like, you know, it's nothing like that. And I also went to WhoFest in Tampa, but that was really nothing to write home about. It was advertised as, oh, this, and it was really lame, I'm not gonna lie. So that was technically my first convention, but it was an actual convention, but it was small, and it was okay. It really wasn't anything to write home about. But LameCon was better, and that was a fucking free mini convention. If you had to pick one show, and it would be the only anime you would watch for the rest of your life, what would it be? Oh god, you're killing me. Oh, that would hurt. God, that would hurt. I don't like that. I don't like thinking about that. I don't want to leave this unanswered. I have to answer this. I would pick one show. Fuck, I guess because there's a lot of seasons of it, and the episodes are kind of short, and you don't have to watch it in sequential order. I guess I'd say Hetalia. And it doesn't say you have to pick sub or dub, so I could watch both. So, I guess Hetalia. I don't know, just that question hurts my heart. If you could live in the anime, in an anime world, which one would it be and why? There's a few. First off, I'd have to say My Hero, because I want to be a part of UA, because my babies, I love them all so much, especially Class B. Class B doesn't get enough love, but I love them too. So first off, it'd have to be the world of My Hero Academia. That'd be my first pick. My second pick, Death Parade, is being an arbiter would be so fucking cool. Like, arbiters are basically Grim Reapers in a sense, for those who have not watched Death Parade. And I highly recommend you do. It's a short series, it's only 12 episodes, and be prepared to fucking cry at the end, so warning you now. But it's fucking great. Which particular character's voice would you say is your favorite? Alternatively, do you have a favorite voice actor? What about them in particular do you like? Alright, coming from a voice actress. Alright, here we go. This is... you shouldn't have put this question on and asked me this. Okay. I don't have a particular character's voice, but favorite English voice actors. I call him Vic because I can never pronounce his last name, but Vic Mignogna. I say Vic Mignogna, but I just call him Vic because I can never pronounce his last name, and I hate it, but I love him because he's Edward Elric's voice actor, Tomoki Suo's voice actor. He voices a lot more than just him. Oh, yeah, and he voices Beer Albarn in Soul Eater and a lot of other characters, and he also sings. Fucking love that man so much. He's great. Todd Haberkorn, like I mentioned earlier, he's great. Patrick Saitz. Yes. Colleen Clickenbeard is also great. Chris Sabat's a fucking god. But my all-time favorite Funimation voice actor and the man I look up to because I love literally all of his character voices, J. Michael fucking Tatum. I love that man to death. Holy fucking shit. There is not a voice from him that I don't like. Like, there are certain voice actors that, even if I love them, there are certain voices from them I just don't like. There is not a voice from J. Michael Tatum that I can think off the top of my head that I really don't like. Like, he's beautiful. I love his voices. Now, with Japanese voice acting, Daisuke Ono. Not just in general anime, but he also does a lot of yaoi and BL, and whew, that man. I love him. And Yuki Kaji, because him and Yuki Kaji do a lot together, too, and I fucking love them. Yeah, Daisuke Ono and Yuki Kaji are, like, my favorite Japanese voice actors, and I love them. They're great. Have you ever, or would you ever, cosplay as an anime character? I've did shitty, like, closet cosplayers before, but I don't count those as, like, real cosplayers. But I've never full out really cosplayed as an anime character yet. I want to, but I'm poor. But I will do one eventually. When you're looking for a new anime, what do you look for? Quality animation, particular genre, certain voice actors? All of the above. It depends on what I'm going for. Like, I look at series overview first. Animation, I usually don't judge too much. I look at genre and overview of the anime. I look for genres first, if I'm doing it, like, in a certain mood. Then I look at the anime, like, the animation style. Then I'll look at sub and dub. And when I'm trying to judge audio quality, I usually don't judge the subs that much because it really doesn't matter what voice actors, they always sound perfect. Like, where with certain English voice actors, it's more dry at times depending on who you use. So I try to look for ones that I'm familiar with and I know what they're capable of sometimes, or not even that, but I'll look at, like, oh, hey, I know them, I know that, like, things like that, and if I know enough of the voice actors, I'll watch it. That's not always the case, but I mean, it happens a lot, and I try to spot out, like, beforehand who is who before I start watching the anime, so I'm not in the middle of the show, like, I fucking know that voice, and I'm not, you know, missing out. Are there any animation studios you look out for new movies or shows from? Not a studio in particular for shows, for movies. Studio Ghibli, but we know that, you know, Miyazaki retired, so. What do you think about the increase in fan service over the past years? It's okay. When we get to fan service, it's like a medium for me. It's like I'm halfway there, halfway not. It really depends on the amount of fan service you're doing. If you're, like, screwing up a really nice, already well-driven fucking plot for just some fan service, Sword Art Online, plot was shitty to begin with, that's just fucking shitty. If you add a little fan service here and there, that's fine. But don't go overboard with it. And that's what some animes do. Some handle it really well, but it just depends. Fudas. Yeah, they're okay, honestly. I don't mind them. They're cool. They're whatever. They're just there. I just don't like the whole, when they start saying, oh, he's a she, she's a he, like, that's a trap. It's shit. Like, it's just a girl with a dick. It's not a trap, not a boy. She's still, if you look at a Fuda, they still have a vagina and they have tits. It's technically they're intersex if you really want to get technical, but I mean, it's like with my the tentacles thing, they're just there, whatever. Have you ever bought merchandise such as statues, action figurines, Dakimakura, or vibrators? Oh, I'm not surprised they exist. No, I've never bought that, and I don't even know what characters they'd have it for. For Dakimakura, there's a few I want. Like, some of them are custom, but there's a lot, like, Grell. For one, I think it was, like, the first one I ever wanted was Grell Sutcliffe from Black Butler. Yeah, I've wanted that one so bad. As of actually having stuff, the only current anime merchandise I really have are my six pack of Fatalia rubber bracelets that I really don't wear that much anymore because I don't want Prussia to get worn out more than he already is, and I have two anime pop figures. I have Frieza in his final form, who was my very first one, and then I have L from Death Note. Which anime or manga have had the biggest impact on your life? I know I keep bringing this up one a lot, and I know I said it, like, during a really cringy phase in my life, but Hetalia, because it actually, like, I'm not saying, oh, I watch Hetalia, I'm an anime, like, I'm a world historian, no. But I was already a history nut to begin with, and it was funny, I actually took honors world history during my freshman year of high school, and having watched Hetalia actually helped a lot. So Hetalia helped a lot. Yu Yu Hakusho was also a big influence, just because I think it really brought me into wanting to tell, like, to write my own anime, to make stories, like, the stories they have. Not maybe so much of fighting Shonen Jump style anime, but it was still just like, you know, an influence for me. Who's your current anime waifu? If I had to say waifu, current waifu, Aishiro Mina from My Hero Academia. Like, as my current waifu, because I love Mina. Mina is best girl. Finally, recommend up to 5 shows that you think your listeners should watch. These could be classics or overlooked gems that otakus have missed. Well, let's try not to do anything that's not... I don't want to do, like, 5 of all the same genre. So, I'll do some of them that I've mentioned. Like, those of you who haven't seen it, don't listen to what people say about, like, the fan base and stuff. Don't let the fan base ruin the show for you. Hitalia actually is a really good anime. The fan base just used to be really shitty and toxic, and it still kind of is. That's why I avoid it. So, if you want to join the fandom, look for the good niches. Don't join the main populace of the fandom, because I'm not gonna lie, they're pretty toxic. I mean, I think they've chilled out for the most part, but overall, Hitalia is a great anime, and the movie for it's hilarious, and the drama CDs, and the character songs, oh, the character albums are great. But I highly suggest watching Hitalia, reading the webcomics. Hitalia. This is going into my shoujo list, but Fruits Basket. It's a very common anime for starter otakus, because literally that's like one of the first like entry shoujo animes for girls to start watching, or anyone who's interested in shoujo to start watching, and Fruits Basket kind of got me into watching more shoujo animes. And I love that show. So, second recommendation, Fruits Basket. Third recommendation, if we're going for a different genre, Death Parade. If you want something that is very thought-provoking and really makes you rethink shit, as well as exploring topics of guilt and death, then I highly suggest it. It's very good. And the ending will make you fucking cry your eyes out. Like, you didn't think you would, but it will. Number 4. Cells at Work. It's very different because they literally humanize the cells that are in your body. And it's very educational, actually. Like, it's extremely educational. I can't wait for them to make an English dub because I want to see how they're going to do. Because it literally pauses and narrates things and tells you, like, what the cells are doing, what is what. And it really explains things while still keeping it funny with the cells having bonds with each other and things like that. But it still makes it scientific and it's extremely accurate. So Cells at Work is another good one. And for my final one, it's another, like, comedy slice of life, but also it's drama and mystery at the same time. It's really good. And it breaks the fourth wall a lot. Like, it says, oh, this is a comedy anime. It's not supposed to be serious, but it does get serious. It's called Nanbaka. I would give those a watch. So all those 5, I'll put them in the post body, but all those 5, you should go watch. That's all I have for this audio. Thanks for listening to my shitty anime weeboo rambles. And I will see you guys in the next audio.